in order to receive all that we have. So let's put up 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Are you there? Anybody got your word up this morning? And you're there, it's up here, should be, all right? Simon Peter, a bondservant, apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtained like precious faith. Faith is precious, guys. With us by righteousness of our God and Savior. So we've obtained what? Faith and what? The righteousness. That's what you are. That's who you are. That's what you have. Amen. Of our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Everybody say grace. Grace. God's part. Peace. What we receive from grace. When you receive grace and you're established in grace, you receive peace. And we're going to talk about that peace, that rest. That word peace in the Hebrew is shalom. Nothing lacking, nothing broken in your life. Isn't that awesome? Nothing lacking, nothing broken. No broken relationships. No broken hearts. Amen. No broken souls. No broken mind. No broken body. Praise God. Nothing but God's grace and peace to you in the knowledge of God and our Savior. In the knowledge, what's the knowledge? His word. The knowledge of what God has for you in his word. We receive grace and peace multiplied. Everybody say multiplied. God is into multiplication. He multiplies. Amen. He multiplies us. Amen. Wow. As his divine power may give to us. He might give to us. Someday when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When does this happen? It's already happened. Is that present? It's past and present, right? Amen. He has, and we're experiencing it. Praise God. I love that. To us, some things, I just want to make sure you're reading that right. You're awake this morning, right? Praise God. All things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge again of him who called us by glory and virtue. Wow, that is powerful. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, grace and peace multiply to you today. Hallelujah. God desires you as a believer to be at rest and at peace in your heart and in your mind. God doesn't want you living in a state of turmoil. He doesn't want your mind to just be racing all the time. God wants your mind and heart to be established in his peace for you, in his rest for you. And God does this. Amen. It is that faith in God's word and his word that produces the results of grace. And then grace provided everything we need. And therefore, our hearts and minds can be at rest knowing that God has provided and he is working on our behalf today. So there are several things that just complement grace and it'd be almost exhausting to try to put them all out today. So I'm not going to do it, but I want to give you a few things. By God's grace and what Jesus has done, we are no longer condemned. So therefore, you don't have to go around with a guilty conscience any longer because Christ has taken all of your sin, amen, and eradicated it by his blood. Therefore, you have confidence in God to step into the Holy of Holies, amen, in his presence without any shame or without any condemnation. Well, what does that do? That accelerates your faith, your believing, your ability to receive. By grace, listen to me, we are totally, completely forgiven of every sin. Every sin. Praise God. Past, present, and future, we've been forgiven. If that doesn't cause your rest, I don't know what will. To know that I'm not under condemnation and to know that I'm completely forgiven, wow, that just boosts my confidence in receiving from God. Not only are you not under condemnation, completely forgiven, but you're sealed. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Ephesians 1:13, look at this. If you haven't read Ephesians 1:13 lately, I want to admonish you to get in the Word, maybe this afternoon, maybe if you have tomorrow off, and just read Ephesians 1. It is marvelous. Read it slow so you can soak it in. You know, don't be a speed reader there. Just slow down and absorb what God's telling us here in Ephesians. Amen. Look what he says. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel, which is what? The good news or the bad news? The good news. The gospel is the good news. How many love good news? You know, Margie is talking about bad. I love the good news. You don't hear too much of that. But it's the good news. What's the good news? That you're forgiven. Amen. That you're unconditionally loved. It is the good news. You're not under condemnation. In whom also, having believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit living in you is God's seal of his promise. You've been vacuum packed. Your spirit is vacuum packed, sealed, guaranteed through redemption throughout eternity. In other words, you cannot be lost. Amen. You are found in him and complete in him. Hallelujah. By grace, we have favor with God and with man. Grace puts you in a position of favor. You're no longer unfavored. You are favored with him. Favor shows up wherever you go. Holly and I walked into a restaurant the other day, and there was nobody in the restaurant. And by the time we left, it was filled up. I mean, it's like people just come, and favor goes wherever you are. When I go out on a job, I'm expecting favor to show up for me. We sold 45 cars at this dealership. 45 cars, guys. They were like, wow, we have never been so busy. And I'm thinking, I know why. Faith and favor showed up for you guys. You don't even realize it. Amen? In spite of all their heathen actions, faith and favor is there with you today. Praise God. And it's there with you. You've got to start expecting that. Expect it when you go into Walmart. You're going to get the parking space right up front. Hallelujah. And when you do, acknowledge it. Thank you, Lord. That's favor showing up on my behalf today. Come on, somebody. You don't like to park up front? I do. I love that. Amen? All right. So by grace, God has supplied all of our needs, according to the verse in Peter. He has supplied everything that we need to life and godliness by grace being multiplied to us. So the list goes on and on. All these point to one thing: God working on our behalf and us resting in his finished work. We're resting in our hearts and in our minds. Look at Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. This is a great verse of scripture. There's some Old Testament scripture that are New Testament principles. This is a great scripture. And I was reading down through this today, and I couldn't just stop at one. I had to add a few more to this, so it's so good. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my what? Commandment. So in New Testament understanding, he's saying, don't forget what my word says to you. Don't forget what my word says to you. You got to get into the word to know what it's saying to you. And he says, don't forget. When you get into that word, don't forget what my word says to you and who you are in me. That you are complete in me. That you're not falling apart in me. That I am working on your behalf. That you are healed. That you are prospering. Don't forget what my word says about you. Well, we have a tendency to forget sometimes, don't we? All right, next verse, verse 2. For length of days and long life. Everybody say for length of days. Length of days. Amen. God wants to give you good days, long days, and a long life. It doesn't matter what your genes say. Your dad or mom may have died at an early age, but I want to tell you today that God desires to give you long life. My dad died at 47 years old, and my mom died at 60-something, but I want to tell you, God has promised me long life and good days. How many want to see good days? Praise God, good days. How many's ever had a good day before? Amen. There's more good days coming your way. God wants to give you good days. Praise God. Good days and peace, they will add to you. Not only that, he said, I want to give you peace. Praise God. That's what the word does. It gives us good days, long life, and peace. Man, it's awesome. Praise God. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Well, who's mercy and truth? That's Jesus. He's not going to forsake you. That's what the word says. He's there. We got to take the Old Testament, bring it over into the New. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and what? Man, when you know Christ is in your life, on your behalf, working for you, this is what you find. You find favor with God and with man. Not only with God, but with man as well. Next verse. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. With all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Faith sometimes doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It's like, wow, what am I doing? It doesn't make any sense. But that's when we just trust God with all of our heart. Y'all hear this morning, amen? In all your ways, what? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. How do you do that? Just by praising him, by thanking him. In all your ways. Under the law, we work for God. Under the law, that was the way it was set up. We had to work for God. We worked in order to get blessed. Under grace, he works for us, and we're already blessed. We rest, God works. Amen. We're resting, God's working. You're working, God stops working. Hello, until you start resting. When you're resting in your mind, in your heart, and you know God is working on your behalf. That's how God does this thing called grace. Hello? So look at Hebrews 4:1. Look at what he says in Hebrews 4:1. Now, Hebrews was written to Christian believers who were Jewish. That's why it's called Hebrews. They were Jews who became believers by receiving Christ, but they were being very tempted to go back under the law. That's what the law does. The law will stir up your flesh to perform. The law will stir up your flesh to try and be good. The law is very good at what it does. Not only does it stir it up, but it also points out your failures. Grace stirs up the spirit to rest in what Christ has done. Amen. And so we are chilling. Turn to somebody and say, baby, I'm chilling. Amen. We are just relaxing. We are just hanging out with the Lord, man. It is so much fun, guys. Praise God. I love it. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. So these Christians were contemplating about going back under the law and their own efforts. We don't have to fear today. Hello? We are not trusting in the law. We are trusting in God's grace. Amen. That's what we trust in. The Old Testament Sabbath was a type and shadow of what God desired for us to find in Christ. In the Sabbath, they would do no labor. Nothing. They just rested on the Sabbath. If they did, it was considered a sin. But God established that to show us what we are to do and be in our mind and our spirit in Christ. All this depends on our attitude. You know, the Bible says, let this attitude, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. I was flying my plane the other day, and I have instruments in my plane, and they're old. My plane was built in 1996, and I looked at one of the instruments, and it was 1997. And so my primary instrument that I fly by when I'm in the clouds is my attitude indicator. And I was flying, I was going down to pick up some paint, and all of a sudden my attitude indicator started spinning like crazy. And it was broken. So I had to take my attitude indicator out of the plane, and I had to send it in to get it repaired. Okay, y'all with me still? Sometimes we have to send our attitude in to get it fixed, right? And what's really kind of interesting, I took it out, and you know what? I could still fly the plane because it's a primary instrument, but when it's sunny out and the weather's good, I have a horizon that I see, and I can keep my wings level by the horizon. But when it's cloudy out and it's dark, you've got to have the attitude indicator to know whether you're flying right, left, upside down, or straight. And I thought, wow, Lord, you know, I'm glad I wasn't flying at night. I'm glad I wasn't flying in the clouds because I had no way of direction. But when we have the mind of Christ and the attitude of Christ in our mind and heart, we're always flying straight and level, church. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, give God some praise. Amen. Amen. So we have this mind of Christ, and Christ says to your heart today, be at rest. Some of you, you know, you've been in turmoil, you've been wrestling in your mind, and God says, just be at rest. I've got it taken care of. I've got you covered. Much better than a hospital gown. I don't even know why they give you those things. You just think you're covered with those, right? So you're really not. So that's what God does. The scripture deliberately emphasizes entering into the rest. It's a priority, and all this depends on us resting our mind and our spirit and our heart in Him. Look at Joshua 24:13. This is a great verse of scripture. Amen. When God's favor is in your life and showing up and you're resting, God's working. Look what it says. Joshua 24:13. I have given you a land for which you did not what? God said, I gave you a land and you didn't even labor for it. You didn't sweat for it. Amen. And cities which you did not build and dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Somebody say, that's favor. How many want that type of favor showing up in your life? Wow. Woo. I don't know about you, but I received that into my life. God said, this is what I'm doing for you. When you stop worrying, stressing, fretting, and let God begin to work in your heart, it becomes a sweatless anointing. Sweatless. God designed the robes of the priest in fine linen so they wouldn't sweat when they were laboring. God didn't want you to sweat any longer. Turn to somebody and start, say, stop sweating it. Because if you sweat it, you'll regret it. Amen. You need to chill out in your mind, in your heart, and say, you know what, baby? It's going to be okay. God is working. He is flying. He's doing all right. I hate that little sticker that says, God's my co-pilot. No, God is in control. Hello? Praise God. I've got the authority. He's in control. Amen. Everything is good. So it's all good. So this was not based on their labor. It teaches us that it's possible for God to do something for us without us having to stress for it. He's that good of a God. Amen. You know, He is so precious to His church. Look at Deuteronomy 6:10-13. Look at this. God told the people that when He brought them into the land, He promised their fathers to give them. He gave them great cities that they did not build. Here again, let's look at this. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you what? Large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things. How many want your house full of all good things? Now that's favor. You know, you need some new appliances. God says, hey, just rest in me. I'm going to provide for you. Amen. You need a new kitchen. He says, rest in me. I'm going to provide for you. You know, we have an older home, and our bathroom was looking really, really bad. I mean, real bad. Real bad last year. And I heard something kept hissing. Hiss, hiss. I thought, what's going on? You know, I heard it, and there was a water leak underneath our floor. They had to tear up the whole bathroom to repair our water leak. And you know what? And my wife said, thank you, Jesus, they did. Because out of them tearing that up and that water leak that was hissing, you know what we have? We have a new bathroom. And you know what we paid for it? Nothing. Zero. They covered it. And I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is that good, isn't He? Well, I paid insurance, but it wasn't as much as what I would be paying, right? Amen. So God is faithful. He's good to us. And my wife is extremely happy. Why is it with women it does them good to have new things? What is it, girls? How many of you ladies like new things? Amen. God's promised you, I'm going to do a new thing for you. Amen. Praise God. God wants to give you newness. It's amazing. Over the years, has anybody ever given you something and it was just junk? Come on, has anybody ever done that before? Anybody besides Pastor? I try not to give junk away, but I've received junk before. Amen. Or at least stuff I had to work on a lot. Amen. You know, I am so thankful for my plane, but I tell you, when you first saw it and I saw it, I thought, oh, Lord. What's going on? Well, I remember a guy one day, you know, I loved to fish, and he came up to my house, and he loved me, and he's just a great guy. He was so excited. He said, Pastor, I got a boat I want to give you. Oh, man, I was excited. All right, praise God, a boat. So I went out there. Here's this boat. He said, now, it's been sitting outside for about 5 years, and I looked at the carpet, and I pulled it up, and it just all peeled off in my hand. It was rotted. And it was like, whoa, and this boat. So I got my brothers together, and we took this whole boat and gutted it. I put more money in that boat. Yeah, it was like crazy. Gutted it, put everything new, and got in it, and it started up. And we were having a great day, and I took Holly out, and we were going across the lake. And we were miles away from anybody. And my wife's looking at me and thinking, boy, that was a real great gift. You know, but God's favor was there. Somebody came by in a pontoon boat, a nice, shiny pontoon boat with a running motor, and said, you guys need some help. Never refuse help. Right? Right? Said, yes, sir, amen. And they towed us back. Man, we had a little bit fun in the boat. One time we pulled up to the landing, and my wife decided she was going to get out on the dock and a foot in the boat at the same time. You never do that. You put both feet out, but you don't put one on the boat and one on the dock. And were you girls with us? And the girls were with us, and all of a sudden Mom went shoom. And then she stayed down there for a little while. And I was getting real kind of like, oh my gosh, I hope she's okay. I'm not a great swimmer, so, you know. And I was just praying, Lord, I hope she floats, right? Amen. And a few minutes later, she popped back up, and I said, what are you doing? I'm so worried. I was concerned. She said, oh, I lost my sunglasses. I had to find them. But back to the thing, man. When you give somebody something, guys, make sure it's working, right? Give it to them in working order. It. You know what? If you can give them something new, how many would rather receive something new than something old? Come on, ladies. Guys, how about you? Give them something good. That's what God does. God always gives us something good. He is that good of a father. And his favor's on you and his peace is on your life. And, you know, he said, man, don't worry. You can't add one statue. Hello? Don't worry about it. You can't add an inch to you unless you have, you know, high heels. Hello? Don't worry about it. Where you are is where you are. God loves you the way you are. Aren't you glad for that? Turn to somebody and say, God loves me the way I am. Other people may not, but God does. In fact, he sings over me. Amen. He rejoices over me. You are beautiful to him. Turn to somebody and say, you are beautiful. You are beautiful to him. Look at this. House is full of good things. Everybody say good things. Which did not fill hewn out of wells, which you did not dig. Vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Wow, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oath and in his name. Aren't you glad you're not under the old covenant any longer? How many are glad you're not there? Aren't you glad for what Jesus is? Man, that was some labor. You talk about labor, man, and you never could get it right. You're always falling short. Thank God for Jesus, amen? He never falls short, amen? So it's extremely important to know that God has peace and rest for you. And when God does something for you, acknowledge it. Let other people know. Amen. Oh, God did this for me. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 4:11. Let's go back there a second. Hebrews 4:11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Let us be diligent. You know what your work is? Your work is to enter his rest. That's what God has assigned to us. We work to enter his rest. Amen. That's what you do, because we can get so distracted in this life. News, people, things, jobs, all this stuff going on around us. We can get so distracted. Our job is to continue to focus on his word, renewing our mind and resting in our hearts, right? So he says, fall according to the same example of disobedience. So it's interesting to note this scripture does not say labor to get healed. It doesn't say labor to prosper. It doesn't say labor to be delivered. What it says is labor to enter what? His rest. That's what we do. 1 Peter 5, 7 through 10. Look at this. 1 Peter 5, 7 through 10. What does he say that we are to do? You have to practice this, church, every moment of your life. Casting all your care. Some of you have carried it this week. You carried your care. You got here and you carried your care even to church. You're fretting and you're stressing. God says to cast it. And what that literally means is to take it, wad it up, and to throw it. Throw it far from you. Cast all your care. How can you do that? Pastor, how can I do this? Well, you know how much he cares for you. When you know how much God cares for you, you can cast your care on him. It's those who don't know that continue to want to hang on to these things and worry and stress and fret. Some of you have had some sleepless nights just concerning and worrying. Listen, God's going to take care of that situation. It is in his hands. Place it there. Leave it there. Why? Because he cares for you. What happens when we don't do this? Look at the very next verse. Because be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because the adversary is after your rest. He wants to cause you to be distressed, to be stressful, to be perplexed. He is after your rest. He is after your mind to get you to be unsettled. He says he walks about as a roaring lion, what? Seeking whom he may devour. He cannot devour everyone because not everyone is giving their mind over to him. They're resting in him. Look at the next verse. Resist him. How do you do that? Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings have experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all what? All grace. God of all grace, whom called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Can you put that? Do you have the Young's Literal Translation back there? Do you have that up there? By any chance, Young's Literal Translation? You do? Oh, you're so good. Give Aaron a good hand. He works that diligently. And the God of all grace, who did call you to his age during glory in Christ Jesus, having suffered a little himself, make you what? Establish, strengthen, settle you. It's an interesting verse. I thought about that. You know, we suffer in this life not as in our bodies we shouldn't, in our spirit especially we're perfected, in our soul we shouldn't even suffer. We are to suffer through outside persecution. That's where the early church suffered. They were suffering through outside persecution. They are being persecuted for their faith. But you know what? As I read this scripture out of Young's Literal Translation, it says to me that Christ suffered a little for us, that we might what? Having suffered a little himself, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settled. When we go through things, Christ has already been there. He's taken it for us. Amen. Even if we're persecuted, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy, the Bible says, to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. If you suffer, you should suffer only by being persecuted for your faith. Y'all hear what I'm saying? That's where you suffer. But God has all grace towards you during that time. Amen. Paul says, when I am weak, I am strong. Amen. Care robs you of rest. Rest is a prerequisite for manifestation in your life. You didn't hear what I said, did you? Y'all still here? You're thinking about eating a hamburger tomorrow and grilling, aren't you? Got hot dogs on your mind, right? Amen. Rest is a prerequisite for manifestation. When you're resting in Christ, get ready because you're going to see manifestation breaking out in your life. Oh, man. We must not let someone else's drama become our emergency. Hello? Y'all hearing this morning? We must not let someone else's drama become our emergency. Other people's drama will drive you crazy if you let it. Hello? Listen, folks, don't allow people to vex your soul with their drama. You stay sane. You keep your mind on the word. Oh, I'm turning to somebody and say, he's preaching to you right now. Pastor, I'm glad you said that because that husband I have, he does that all the time. Amen. He's so full of drama. And I have to handle that. No. Amen. No, man, but I'm telling you, you take on people's cares when you shouldn't. That's God's responsibility. You can't fix everybody. God did not call you. In fact, I'm going to tell you something. You can't fix anybody. I learned that a long time ago, and Jesus knows. Amen. You can't turn to somebody and say, you can't fix me and I can't fix you. Come on. Amen. You can't. What can you do? You can pray for them. You can pray for them, church. Hello? When somebody gives you a care, what do? You pray for that person. God put them at peace. But you don't have to take on their drama and it becomes a burden to you. Just pray for them. Oh, that's, turn to somebody and say, that's some real good word. Pray for them. They need your prayers. Because what happens when you take it on, you get all bogged down, your mind gets all stirred up. Man, and there's a lot of drama mama out there. And drama daddy too. Women just don't have drama. I'm gonna tell you, guys have drama. Women vocalize it, guys internalize it. But it does come out. Y'all, you hear what I'm saying? Come on, man. Amen. It does come out. Man, ladies, they can talk. Us guys, we're just silent and grunt. Right? You know? All right. Whew, that's good preaching. Philippians 4:4-9. I'm going to let you out of here in just a few minutes, guys. Be careful for nothing in everything. This is what I'm saying. In everything, by prayer and supplication, praying on people's behalfs, amen, but not allowing yourself to get involved emotionally in it. And the God of all grace, okay, let's go over to, where are we at? Philippians 4:4-9. Philippians 4:4-9. Put this up. Philippians 4:4-9. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Paul wrote this, and what did he say? What did he say? Rejoice. Turn to somebody and say, rejoice. Rejoice. And he not only said it once, he said it twice because he knew we needed it. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say what? Rejoice. Paul was writing this when he was in prison, and he was saying, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. He was not allowing his circumstances to dictate his attitude. He was resting in God. And when you're resting in God and you're not allowing this world to affect you or what's going on around you, man, you can rejoice and you can tell others, rejoice. Man, that is good stuff. Hallelujah. Always, he said, oh, by the way, he said always, didn't he? Why? Let your gentleness be known to all men. Let your forbearing, calm spirit be known to all men. Let your forbearing, calm spirit. Spirit. Forbearing, calm spirit. When you know what Christ has done for you and the grace, your spirit is so calm and restful when everything else is falling. That's why Jesus was asleep on the boat and the disciples were panicking. Jesus was back there sleeping. Why? Because he knew he was going to the other side. He said the word, he's going to the other side. He's sleeping, they're panicking. Don't you care for us, God? We're about to perish and you're sleeping? He was resting. Why? Why can we do that? Because we know the Lord is at hand. Isn't that awesome? That's an awesome scripture, church. Next verse. Be anxious for a few things. Be stirred up about this. No, be anxious for what? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, being thankful for everything we have, let your requests be made known to God. And what's the end result? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard what? Your heart and mind through Christ. That's what God does. When we release it to Him, when we don't take on people's drama and ourselves and our family, your family can be the biggest drama you got. I got some drama people in my family. Drama. You know what? You can't take it on, church. If you take it on, you're taking on a care. God didn't want you taking that on. Pray for them and release it to God. Thank you for your enthusiasm there. Amen. Oh, my gosh. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, good report. If there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, then meditate on that. And the rest, let it go. And everything there, if you look at that scripture, every one of those is an illustration and an example of Jesus. Everyone is an illustration, example of Jesus. Everything else, just let it go. Turn to somebody and say, let it go. All right, can you give me a few more minutes this morning? I'm winding down, all right? Ephesians 1:13. Here's where your position is in Christ. Look at where we are this morning. Ephesians 1:13. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Drop down to 1:18. I apologize. We just did that. 1:18. Aaron. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. And you need to be praying that the Holy Spirit just reveals His grace and the beauty of Jesus more and more every day. Unveiling the beauty of Jesus causes you to be at rest. When you see the loveliness of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord and all the good things God's provided for you, your spirit becomes so restful. Your mind is so restful because you know that He is such a good, good Father. Hello? The eyes of your understanding be that you may know what is the hope of the calling, what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance of His saints. Go on down. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe according to the working of His mighty power. Go on down. Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. And what? That is your position. Seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Where are you at? You are also seated with Him. You're at rest with Him. When Jesus fed the 5,000 in John 6:10-11, you know what He told them first to do? Sit down. He commanded them to sit down. Stop it. Sit down. Rest. Amen. Rest in Me. In other words, for this miracle to take place, you got to recline and be at rest. For I'm going to feed you, you got to be at rest. Amen. God wants you to be at rest. Isaiah 26:3. Who can quote that scripture? Anybody? Isaiah 26:3. What does it say? Yep. He will keep you what? Perfect peace, whose mind is going all over the place. Whose mind's thinking about tomorrow. Whose mind's thinking about next month. Whose mind's worried about the children, how they're acting. They're out there acting like fools. You know what? They're going to be like that. You just pray for them. Release them in God's hands because God's given you a promise of your children. All your children. So be at rest. Amen. Be at rest. He loves you today, and He loves you that much. Stand this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God some praise. Amen. I want to ask you something quickly this morning. If bow your heads today. Amen. Just bow your heads this morning. I want to ask you something. How many of you have been dealing what you feel like is excessive worry. Be honest between us and God. Just raise your hands this morning. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. I want you to step out in faith right now. Come up here this morning. Step out. Do you raise your hand? Step out in faith. Come up here. Praise God. Amen. Anybody else? You just feel like you've been struggling. You've been dealing with some things. I want you to come up. I want to pray for you. I want to release some life in you. Come on if you have. Praise God. Nothing to be ashamed of, folks. We all go through times of stuff in our mind. Come on up. Let's pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to just release some life in you there today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Church, would some of you come and gather behind these? Come up real close to me, guys. Would some of you just come and gather behind them today? Praise the Lord. And let's pray for them. Let's agree for them. Amen. Praise God. Come on up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch forth your hand. I'm going to lay hands on you. When I do, we're just going to release that life of Christ in your mind today. Amen. That peace that passes all understanding. God didn't mean for you to carry that. God's got you. Hallelujah. From the top of the head to the bottom of the feet, may you experience the peace of God. You're not leaving here like you came in. Amen. You're leaving with a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind, because God is the supply of every need in your life. Hallelujah. Yes, I just released that into you today. Praise God. Now you just breathe in and rest in Him today. Hallelujah. We release the peace of God here this morning. Amen. We release God's peace over you today. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Total peace in our hearts today. Total peace in our minds today. Amen. Shalom peace. Nothing lacking. Nothing broken today in our hearts, in our lives. Hallelujah. Just His precious peace pouring over us. We're not working. We're not fighting. We're not battling today. We're in peace because He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. Hallelujah. Every wall has been broken down. Everything of the enemy has thought against you has been broken down today. Amen. Every negative thought has been broken down today. You are at peace in Him this morning. Your mind's at peace. Your heart's in peace. Hallelujah. You're resting in His presence today. Hallelujah. You're resting in His word today. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter if you made a bad decision and caused that to come up in your life. God says you're forgiven, He loves you, and you're at peace today. Amen. That's where you are. That's who He is. He is a good, good Father today. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we rest our hearts today. Say with me, I rest my mind, I rest my heart in Him. I thank God for His love, for His Holy Spirit dwelling in me today. I cast my care on Him because He cares for me. Amen. I tell you what I want you to do this morning. I want you to grab your care here in your right hand, everybody. Because you know what? We're all tendency to do this, guys. I'm telling you, you're not alone. Pastors here, I do this. I have to continually do this in my mind. I tell you what, on the count of three, we're going to throw this thing, man. Whatever you got, whatever you've been thinking about, whatever been bothering you in your mind, in your heart, we're going to give it to God, and we're not going to think about it again. We're going to release it, amen, through faith today, and God's going to take care of us and take care of that in the name of Jesus. Ready? One, two, three. Throw it to Him this morning. Hallelujah. It's gone in the name of Jesus, in His lap, in His arms, in His care today. In Jesus' name, come on, give some praise to Him. Hallelujah. Lord, we give You the glory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Turn to somebody and say, you know what? I am carefree. And it feels good. Amen. Hug some people this morning. Tell them your love today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love you guys.